Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Thursday, the 9th of October. In France, politicians are continuing to politic. This week's Prime Minister, Le Cornu, has said that a majority of members of the National Assembly are prepared to keep working on a budget. That reduces the chance of yet another set of elections. And it also implies that President Macron may appoint a new prime minister later this week. The current suggestion is that fiscal savings would be reduced from the original plan. There would be savings relative to the backstop position of rolling over the current budget, but less than had previously been proposed. French assets will still command a risk premium from investors, but the bond market is likely to continue to function in an orderly manner. Amidst the data desert of the US government shutdown, the release of the US Federal Reserve minutes has provoked perhaps even more interest than is normal. There was a sense of an actual discussion with a let's go easing camp, a slow and cautious easing camp, and an even a do we really need to ease this month faction. The upside risk to inflation was emphasized by a majority. US inflation data has, of course, been suspended at just the moment when the inflation impact of tariffs might be supposed to show up. Any inflation impact would operate with an average delay of about 6 months. As expected, concerns over the labour market were voiced. The US labour market is clearly looking more fragile, though as yet it does not seem to be threatening recession-inducing fears of unemployment. There also appeared to be an ongoing discussion about the appropriate size of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet. This is relevant in several ways, not least the fact that the balance sheet represents quantitative policy and the act of the Fed buying bonds matters to US fiscal costs. Overall, there's nothing too dramatic to alter expectations about Fed policy. But there is perhaps a little less certainty about the level of conviction. The European Central Bank will be publishing the account of its last policy meeting later today. Markets are likely to be far less obsessed with that. German August trade data showed weaker exports than had been expected, but imports were even more weak, creating a better trade surplus. That is not, however, a great combination for the future growth picture, even with positive revisions to past economic data. Of course, the August trade data is complicated by the considerable uncertainty that existed around US trade policy at that time. The broader picture of European trade will also remain a focus, with tensions growing again between the US and the European Union over US demands around technology regulation in Europe. Europe, with arguably the largest middle-income consumer market in the world, has a global influence with its regulatory regime. This clearly is proving a point of some contention with the United States, and it might conceivably reignite threats of increasing tariffs on US consumers of EU product, adding further uncertainty risk to the US economy in particular. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.